This is a longer poem on the same subject. It's called Heroic Simile, and it begins with the image from a movie by Akira Kurosawa, Seven Samurai. But the idea I had in mind from the title was of those elaborate process metaphors in Homer that go on and on and on. A guy doesn't fall, he falls like a tree, and the tree falls on somebody's property, and litigation ensues, and it goes on and on and on with this terrific sense of action that Homer has. Anyway, it's about going to the movies. Heroic simile. When the swordsman fell in Kurosawa's Seven Samurai, in the gray rain, in CinemaScope and the Tokugawa dynasty, he fell straight as a pine. He fell as Ajax fell in Homer, enchanted dactyls, and the tree was so huge, the woodsman returned for 2 days to that lucky place before he was done with the sawing, and on the third day he brought his uncle. They stacked logs in the resinous air, hacking the small limbs off, tying those bundles separately. The slabs near the root were quartered, and still they were awkwardly large. The logs from mid-tree they halved, 10 bundles in 4 great piles of fragrant wood, moons and quarter moons and half moons, ridged by the saw's tooth. The woodsman and the old man, his uncle, are standing in mid-forest on a floor of pine silt and spring mud. They have stopped working because they are tired and because I have imagined no pack animal or primitive wagon. They're too canny to call in neighbors and come home with a few logs after 3 days' work. They're waiting for me to do something, or for the overseer of the great Lord to come and arrest them. How patient they are. The old man smokes a pipe and spits. The young man is thinking he would be rich if he were already rich and had a mule. 10 days of hauling, and on the seventh they'll probably be caught, go home empty-handed, or worse. I don't know whether they're Japanese or Mykonean, and there's nothing I can do. The path from here to that village is not translated. A hero dying gives off stillness to the air. A man and a woman walk from the movies to the house in the silence of separate fidelities. There are limits to imagination.